There was an exciting buzz in the main hall of the Picton Community Center on Saturday as nearly 200 people came together to participate in the Coldest Night of the Year fundraising walk. It is the first time Prince Edward County residents have participated in the nationwide annual fundraiser that supports local charities helping people who are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. The early evening was cold but sunny for the walkers to stroll the 2 or 5 kilometer route around historic Picton. And the hope was to raise $30,000 for the Picton United Church Food Bank, but thanks to the generosity of the community, they expect to raise over $65,000. Mark Houghton is a volunteer at the food bank and spearheaded the idea to take part in the Coldest Night of the Year fundraising event. Mark tells us more.
Yeah, we're the first-time crew, and of the first-time walking groups, we are number one across Canada. We raised $63,000 for the Picton United Church Food Bank. We had 135 plus walkers. We had 35 volunteers, and they had over 640 donors amongst them. It's wonderful. Unfortunately, we're 40% up year over year in terms of volume for our food bank. They're all new clients. They're folks that that need a little bit of help.
And are they all from Picton or from the area?
We serve Picton, basically half the county, the other half serviced by Wellington.
Tara Wood rounded up a team of her friends called the County Huggers, and they were the top fundraisers, bringing in $14,000. Tara tells me more.
And Tara, you have a huge group that made a whole bunch of money. What do you call yourself?
We're the County Huggers.
And how did you make all this money?
You know, we are a group that moved here about 5 years ago. We all kind of moved from different places, and we love our community. Personally, myself, I got interested in the food insecurity mandate out here. I had no idea the stats of how many people in our community were going without food, so I got involved with the Wellington Food Bank and the PC Food Collective. It's an issue that's become very close to my heart. I got a bunch of my friends involved, and it's been super fun having a competition to just raise funds and do really good.
So your group, are you entrepreneurs or what?
I think most of us are entrepreneurs. Most of us are small business owners out here, but I think, you know, we just share a passion for community, right?
Yes.
We just love the people where we live.
Yes. It's amazing that people from away come here and grasp on to the needs.
Yep.
So quickly.
100%. And I mean, we are lucky that I have never struggled. We know that we have privilege, and we want to make sure we are doing good for others, because it's so important that we give back and everyone continue to play a role and raise awareness, whether that's donating, giving their time, giving money, getting involved. You know, volunteering doesn't need to be a weekly commitment. It can just be as you need it. There's so many ways to get involved, and so many great organizations that you can give your time to.
I understand you guys have raised $13,000, if I'm not mistaken.
We're like $60 short of $14,000, so
Oh, wow. We
will get there.
I caught up with a few walkers to see how they enjoyed their evening stroll, and they seemed invigorated.
How was the walk, folks?
The walk was invigorating.
Oh, good.
It was great. The wind was keeping us energized. The roads were dry, and yeah, feel great.
I've got these great hats.
Oh, nice. and it's a good cause.
It is. It's a great cause.
And
yeah.
Meeting community members, seeing everybody out together is very inspiring.
For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.